And the more that we can see that our shadowy aspect of ourselves isn't really that scary, it's really our perception of it. It's our assumption that the darkness is scary. I mean, we get influenced also by not only like religions, but even by movies and entertainment and the way that we get scared, you know, and it's spooky and like these things are gonna jump out in front of you in the middle of the night. And so subconsciously we're like eating all of that, and it's showing us that we are to be scared of the darkness, you know, because we don't know what's lingering there. But in reality, what is lingering there is everything you're projecting, what you're perceiving. Thank you for tuning in to Essence Podcast. If you haven't already, please subscribe to my channel. I am on YouTube and Spotify and Apple Podcast. And I hope you enjoy this episode. In your divine essence, you shine. In your divine essence, you thrive. I'm your host, Riss, and you're listening to Essence Podcast. Hey soul babes, welcome to the Essence Podcast. In this week's episode, we're talking about the shadowy aspects of ourself, this layer beneath us that we tend to not want to see, the underworld within us. We all have it within us. We all have our own demons that we fight against every single day. And we either are befriending our demons, these lower energies, or we're constantly running away from them, shunning them, or letting them be locked in a closet. But in reality, these energies, this energy that is below us, the energy that is within us, is needed for us to see. In my previous episode, I dive into talking about how the tower has fallen, how it's crumbled to the ground, and, you know, when that happens to us, what do we do? Why does that happen to us? How do we navigate our way through it? And if you haven't seen the previous episode, I'll leave the link in the description below, and you can check it out after this or before this. So, as we get into talking more about this, that when I talk about shadow, it isn't to scare you. It is to help you understand that there is a duality of life. There is light and there is darkness. There is up, there is down. There is a high, there is a below. Opposites exist in this world. Opposites of negative and positive. It's all of these opposites that really show us there are two sides of life. There are two sides of the story. There's two sides of how to see the world. So when it comes to darkness, our shadowy aspects of us are really the places within our subconscious mind that are seen as energies we've held within us of our traumas, our triggers, our habits, our fears, all of this energy that vibrates at a lower frequency sits in our darkness. It sits in the shadows. And it's when the tower crumbles, when our life begins to crumble because we've built ourselves up so high and high and high, we can feel the sun beaming through us, and we've mastered these levels of how to get through life, and then all of a sudden the world comes crushing down on our feet and we're like, what the heck? Like, I thought I was doing so well, mastering the skill of being a human on this planet. And then the more that we zoom out, and we get this awareness, this conscious thought that as above, so below. Because I've been in my light so much, it's time for me to understand what the darkness is again. what I've accumulated over time that I've probably pushed away, pushed to the side, pushed to the corner, that I've yet to see in the light. And when it comes to spirituality, when you're looking at your darkness, it is scary. When I first started my spiritual journey, I was not aware of what I was going to be seeing, what I was going to be feeling. And I grew up in a Christian home and a Christian family where it was seen as God and devil. It was seen as good and evil. It was seen as these dualities of you are to reach your godliness, you're to reach embodying more of Jesus, and you are to basically shun anything that's dark. Like, leave it out. You don't need to associate yourself with that. However, our darkness is still a part of us, and it's going to continue to follow us. It's going to continue to be in the background of our story, of our mind, because it's still energy. It's still a place of duality that we're living in, that it is going to always be magnetically connected to us. And the more that we can see that our shadowy aspect of ourselves isn't really that scary, it's really our perception of it. It's our assumption that the darkness is scary. I mean, we get influenced also by not only like religions, but even by movies and entertainment and the way that we get scared, you know, and it's spooky and like these things are gonna jump out in front of you in the middle of the night. And so subconsciously we're like eating all of that, and it's showing us that we are to be scared of the darkness, you know, because we don't know what's lingering there. But in reality, what is lingering there is everything you're projecting, what you're perceiving. And so when we are in this layer of darkness after our tower has crumbled, after we've witnessed ourselves now having to come back down to the roots of ourselves to sit with it, it can get heavy and dark, and we can become lost. Lost on like, where am I going next? I thought I did everything right, or I thought I was already following what is meant for me. And in a broader perspective, the way that I see the universe working with us when it comes to our shadow is seeing that we are to become the beginner again. We are to learn again. We are not to forget about that there is another part, a layer of us that is yet to be healed, that is yet to be dismantled. In our childhood, that's when we are building a lot of our I am. You know, we're building our light. We're in our light. We're these pure beings. And we're made in the darkness. We are developing in the darkness, in the womb. So we also know darkness. But it isn't until we get to this conscious place, by the time we're like 7 years old, 7, 8 years old, it starts to really hit us. Like, I'm a human and I've downloaded everything that I've seen of what darkness is portrayed as and what light is portrayed as. And once we understand our shadow, it's when we are able to see that, oh, I can sit with my shadow and learn from it and cry from it and be with it and bear with it and feel the rage from it. It's when you fully immerse yourself in the emotion that you probably didn't get to truly express at that time, that you're able to actually bring that energy of shadow into the light. So these crumbling places are letting you go deeper into yourself. Again, coming back to our childhood, we could be carrying something so heavy, so traumatic, and this like people pleasing that we may have picked up on as a young a youngster, or even this making decisions off of impulse, or the way that we wired our brain to be from the perception of what we saw our family and our community and everyone say who we are. It comes back to that illusion of like who we think we are. And then we fast forward to our adult self and these towering, these crumbling, this, it gets heavy and dark. This is a time when you're able to sit with what is. What is it that you're feeling? When you're in these dark depths, what are you actually going through? What is actually crumbling? Is it your health? Is it your relationships? Is it your money? Is it your career? Is it your home? It's really about zooming out. When we zoom out, because we get so stuck in our mind, we get so stuck in this place of, oh my gosh, I'm lost. Oh my gosh, I cannot see. And this sort of docks down our energy of really getting into the lows of the lows. Like we are in our cage of like, oh my gosh, we are here. How are we going to get out? And we think of solutions, we think of ways we can get out, but it seems that every solution we have, everything we thought of, is sort of still in that square. It's in that box. It's in that mentality that we basically started with. It's with the same things we've already done. And we're still using those same tools, but in the depths of this darkness, the universe is really like, sit with it. Because you're about to gain another tool out of learning where you're at right now. And basically what you've been building with is not working for you anymore. You may have, number one, mastered it. You may have, number two, never seen that it actually served you. And number three, it's meant to crumble down. There are some things we really can't explain in this world that why things happen. But what we do know is that things have a silver lining. There is something out of this that you are going to receive out of this dark hole, in this void, and this mysterious feeling of, okay, I can trust. There is something there for me, but I have not seen it. I don't know what it is. And that part right there, I feel like for all of us, is maybe something we all struggle with. I know I do. The reason why I'm also making this episode is because it has been my dark, shadowy time right now of figuring out where my life is going. Because I feel from the beginning of my journey on the spiritual path, I've found my love for healing, for being in connection with sharing wisdom of energy and of positivity. This has been something that I didn't know that I really truly loved. And I have these visions and I have these goals. And I know that my life has crumbled for me. I've lost my job, my car along the way. I've lost friends along the way. I've lost certain things in my life that I truly held on to so close to me that I've lost. And I know part of the silver lining for me of this shadowy aspect, when the tower crumbles, when this whole world that I've built from the time I was a baby till my mid-20s, this whole world I built has crumbled. And I'm figuring out what is new, what is next. And it's challenging because you're in this place of where you are surrendering. The number one word is surrender, patience, stillness, being, all the opposites of like what we're really taught. You know, we're taught to do, get up and go, get up and do. We got to go, go, go. We got to meet these quotas. We got to do this whole to-do list. We have to keep going. Which is part of it. It is part of it, but it's not all of it. And then there's this aspect of you have to know what you want. You have to get to where you want. You have to make this certain amount of money to live a certain amount of lifestyle, to do these certain amount of things, to be able to travel. And this is also part of it. This is also, yes, very true. Money is freedom. Money gives you the opportunity to expand and do all the things that you desire. But it's not everything. And then number three, it's this place of, we've also been taught that we must follow a yellow brick road, a path that has been paved for us, a place of A, B, C, and D. Get to this place, pick these categories, and get there. So when you're thinking outside the box, it's like, how is that possible? You know, it's this whole box that's been formed for you. Everyone's following it. How do you not follow it? How do you think of something greater? And you really can't alone. It's a matter of bringing and building that faith in yourself, that energy to come back to you, to come back to your wholeness of what you truly feel in your heart you're being called for. And not a lot of us choose that. You know, we would rather make it easy on ourselves to just follow what has been done, what has been made. But it's also this place of, when the universe keeps crumbling you down in these same categories, it's a matter of just witnessing what is right for you. What is your best outcome? And what is your best outcome, including everyone involved around you? I know for myself right now, it has been the story of my business. It has been the story of, like, how can I truly succeed in my business? How can I prosper in being of service to humanity? How can I make money by being me? How can I flourish in this place? And for me, it feels like I've been, you know, it's been trial and error that I've noticed. I've noticed that I've done something and I've crumbled and falled. I get back up again and I've crumbled and falled. And it seems like every time I take a step forward, I fall back. And I feel like this might be relatable to everyone, especially right now in this shadow aspect of, it may seem like you getting your house that you truly want, you in a position of moving a career or your family environment with your kids, like wherever you're at in your circle of what's circling your vortex, it seems like you take a step forward and then it's like, zoop, back to square one, back to how you're feeling. Once we take a few steps forward, we somehow end up back because this energy that we've been stuck to, this habitual way of feeling and thinking, this box that we've been in, is still with us. We're still living in it. There's still shadowy parts of us that have not yet got the concept of what we're trying to do, if not yet received the full healing energy that it needs. So when we think we're taking a few steps forward, we have to be open-minded that we are going to fall back. It doesn't happen overnight that we are fully like changed. With so many years of this habit, this pattern, this growing up this way, believing this about yourself, holding on to these certain traumas, these certain triggers, like, these are beyond our conscious mind. It is now embedded in our subconscious mind. It is embedded deeply within our body, vibrating at a frequency that we are not able to reach because we don't really want to go to our shadow side. You know, we would rather stay in the light. We would rather stay where we can see at least our feet, you know? And when I see this depths of shadow, I see it as like a blue dark sea, you know, like we would rather stay in the sun, soaking up, being at the shore, you know, getting a little bit of waves, but we don't want to go all the way in because if we go all the way in, like, I don't really know how to swim that deep first and foremost, and we don't know what's down there. And who knows, we might drown. So these layers of ourselves, metaphorically, that is what it looks like for our subconscious mind. It's like going into the depths of the sea and looking at yourself, which is very relatable to what is happening with this Pisces full moon that just occurred. And it's still lingering, this energy and this eclipse energy. It's like, can you take a deep dive into your own subconscious mind and see what's lying below the surface? Something that has been lingering within you, attaching it to you, that feels like it can't be removed. It's like gum stuck to your shoe, a leech stuck to your body. It's this attachment of this lower vibrating dark energy that doesn't seem to get the light of day. You are glued to it, so attached to it, and cannot think of anything greater. And the reasons why we get this way is because, yeah, we are attached to that thing working. We want it so bad that we will put ourselves in predicaments to get it. Our mind is so attached to getting what we want. And then we fall back and we start again from square one. Maybe we are at this job that is making money. Maybe we're at this house that is, you know, it's keeping us safe. Maybe we're at this place in our relationship where it feels comfortable, you know, like it's what you wanted and you're doing anything and everything to make it work. It could be any layer of your life that you may feel like, I thought this was it. I thought this was the one. I thought we were here to stay. But now it's showing me different. And that part itself, when you're crumbling with that part of it not working for you, I would like for you to be able to see, what is it that you've been saying while you're in this vortex? Have you been saying, I'm going to quit, I'm ready to move, or I'm ready to leave this relationship, I'm ready, there's been breakups, there's been just so many thoughts about all of these, and you still are here. You're still here trying to make it work. And every time this crumbling, falling aspect is allowing you to take this dive in deeper, this tower falling, and you get back up again like, no, I will not give up because this is what I truly want. And I feel this is also a part of me in some way, shape, or form, because I am just as persistent as that is. You know, I am persistent in making it work, but every time I get to this place of like, it's going to work, it tends to fall. And this is also part of the thinking inside the box. This is also part of you staying comfortable, attached to this way of being, when literally the universe is trying to shake your world up. It's trying to like literally take the cage off of you, and you're like hanging like a monkey on the cage. There's like a whole opening on the bottom of the cage, and the universe is like, get off, like just let yourself fall, let yourself go deep, and just surrender into the moment. And you're like, no, it's gonna work. It must work. This is what I want. This is how I see it. This is what I want it to look like and feel like and be like. And there's nothing more out there for me. I will not find another job. I will not have another breakthrough. This is all I have. When we start to see that, that's when we're like, oh, shenanigans. Yeah. It's time to let go. It's time to surrender. Surrender into the void, into the mystery, into the darkness. And the darkness isn't all scary. It doesn't just hold your heaviness. Yes, it does. It does hold your heaviness. It does hold your traumas and triggers. Yes, yes, I said that. But it also holds the key to the mystery of what is yet to be. If you plant a seed, you're hiding it in the dark, right? If you plant a seed in your vagina, if you're having a baby, your baby is in the dark. Like these seeds, these babies, like this newborn new beginning energy sits in the dark as well. So when you're in the void, while you're cleaning up shop, while you're crying your eyes out, while you're just letting it all go to your therapist, to your friend, to whoever can hold space for you in this darkness, once you're letting it all go and just pulling it all out of everything you feel inside, you're clearing up space and you're just releasing and you're shaking it off, doing some dance moves, or you're doing yoga, or just punching a bag, or doing some ab workouts. Like, you're putting in that work, right, to just release whatever you're in. You're sitting with this and feeling the emotion that's attached to this dense energy, this dark energy, this lower vibrational energy, this emotion that you've accumulated over time. Once you're in that aspect of being in this void of the darkness and you're clearing out space, then comes room for you to have space. Then you're like moving around so nonchalant in the darkness. You're like, okay, I get to feel the darkness. I know what this feels like. I've been here. I know my way around. I know what goes there in that corner and that corner. And you're familiar with the darkness. And then in this darkness, in this void, you plant a seed. You plant a new idea. You plant this new aha moment. Like, it comes to you. It's a download for you. And it becomes your new beginning. It becomes your new life. It becomes your new partner. It becomes your new job. It becomes your new home. It becomes your new everything. And in those moments, we get to sit with our ideas, keeping them sacred and safe, and watering them and nurturing them and talking to them and just really vibing with them. And then we get to see that over time, our seed will grow. It will find the light. It will become a manifestation into physical form. But it takes time. It takes being able to make space. And this gets me into talking about how our creations, everything that we want, everything that we want in our lives, every thought, every ambition or desire we have, it's like beyond us. It's not really ours. The creation seed that we are getting is from God, is from spirit. We are the receivers for this, to be able to hold space for it, to be able to basically birth it into physical form. This is all metaphorically. And you can be a man or a woman. We have masculine and feminine energy residing in us. So if we say that we want something, it has the potential of being ours when we are attracting it. So we are allowing our negative space, our void space, our dark space, to become empty, to become open, so that the light, the seed, the aha moment, the idea gets to be planted in that dark space right there and then. When your mind is still like water, calm, in this duality of understanding that you can attract that partner that you truly are seeing in your life, that job that you truly want to call in, anything that's truly being felt in your heart, best believe it will not miss coming into your vortex. It will only miss its shot if you're too busy going elsewhere and your mind going all over the place. So when it comes to being able to sit with this darkness and to sit with this void and to find the silver lining in it and to clear up shop, I know that it does get hard when people around you are freaked out, and to hear other people like sort of give you that vibrational energy back, it can be hard. It can be hard, especially if you're living with them, especially if you see them every day at work. It could be hard to have enough clarity, enough peace, enough strength, enough faith for all to go around. It's like you barely have enough for yourself. And when they're asking you all these questions, basically almost like a test, or it is a test, testing your faith, testing your patience and what is to come, testing the unknown, it gets tough. I just want to emphasize that because I'm feeling this way too. I feel like it gets really hard to be at this level of like chill, like I know the universe got me, when everyone is freaked out on having to make their own decisions themselves of like, give me that, I can do it myself. And that energy is not going to help anybody. It's going to make everyone else frustrated and stressed because we think we can do it all on our own, but we really can't. It's the help from the universe. It's the help from our spirit guides and our ancestors and our family that truly believes in us to help us keep going and pushing us forward. So my words of wisdom for you are to begin to find the outlet that works for you, whether that is talking to somebody that truly understands exactly what you're going through, that can be there to help you. You can also work with your energy by breathing, by doing yoga, by moving your body, by dancing. Continue to keep your mind open. When we attach ourselves to stress, we're going to manifest more stress. If we attach ourselves to fear, we're going to manifest more fear. If you're already feeling stress and fear without even trying, then sit with it. Sit with what's already there, but at that moment, it's the matter of being able to think of something greater. And what is something greater? Not stress, not fear. It's the opposite that you're to feel. You're to feel more at ease and at peace. And that all starts with your inner dialogue, with your inner monologue. So protect your energy when this time occurs, when you're crumbling, when you're in your shadow. Protect your energy, protect your space, and ground yourself in knowing your truth, writing down what it is that you have your eye on, keeping your eye fully focused on that, believing it with all your heart that it can happen. And number three, never ever give up on what is true for you. If it is meant to be, it will be. So be it. And that is my message for you today. And I do want to close off with an affirmation. So if you can place your hand on your heart and on your stomach, we're going to take some deep breaths together. We're breathing in through the nose and exhaling out the mouth. So you can begin with me breathing in, exhaling out, breathing in again, exhale out. Last time, breathing all that air in, all that good love and support and healing in to your heart. Exhaling it all out, shaking it out. Yes. Keeping your eyes closed and repeat after me. I trust the universe has my back. I make peace with my shadow aspect of myself. I make space in my darkness so I may plant new seeds. Seeds that are filled with my desires, with my dreams, and with love. So be it. Thank you, Soul Babe, for being here. And if you would like to hear more about being in your essence and thriving in your creativity and also healing the parts of you that have yet to be brought into the light, parts of you that have yet to be loved, and understanding more about energy, more about just a spiritual aspect of you, mind, body, and soul connection of you, please don't forget to subscribe to my channel. Or you can also follow me on Instagram at Essence of Riss. I'm also on TikTok at Essence of Riss. And now I am on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So be sure to follow me for more content. Bye.